أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما سلككم في سقر؟ قالوا لم نكن من المصلين ولم نكن نطعم المسكين وكنا نخوض مع الخائضين وكنا نكذب بيوم الدين. Yesterday we read about the fire of Jahannam and how in this world Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives a person the opportunity to save himself from Jahannam and to prepare for Akhirat. And that Allah Ta'ala encouraged particularly that a person should, when it comes in the heart, that a person should incline and turn to Allah. He should respond to that call and go towards Allah Ta'ala and not remain behind and say what he is, gunas, etc. And that every person will be pawned, will be caught in his actions. Only the people of the right hand, that is the people of Jannah. Fi jannatin yatasa'alun, and when they will be in Jannah, and they will ask there, anil mujrimeen, about the non-believers, about the wrongdoers, that where are they? They were people who regarded themselves as very intelligent and very far ahead, and they were the top people, the great people, but we don't see them here now in this place of enjoyment in Jannah. And then they will see them in the fire of Jahannam, and then they will speak to them and ask them, ma salakakum fi saqar, tum kahe se ja pare dozakh mein, how is it that you landed yourself in Jahannam when you were in this world people who are like people who are very intelligent, and you always thought you know what you are doing, you know better, etc. And in this world you always regarded yourself as very advanced and said, etc. Now what has happened that you are in Jahannam? Yeah, in this place Allah explains four reasons they will give themselves why they landed themselves into Jahannam. In other places other reasons are given. The first one they will say, قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُوا مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ, وہ بولے ہم نہ تھے نماز پڑھتے. We were such that we should not perform our namaz. And namaz, what is required from us is not only the outward form, that is we are not just to make namaz, but iqamat as-salah. Allah Ta'ala says, aqim as-salata li-dhikri, establish and perfect your namaz. That is continuously we must work to perfection of namaz. So that refers to the outward form of namaz. That at least our wuzu, taharat, etc., istinja must be correct, and then our namaz, the folding of the hands, then our ruku must be correct, our sajda must be correct. Many times we are negligent, and for example a person hardly lifts himself up from the first sajda and he goes into the second sajda, whereas it is still regarded only as the first sajda if he did not get up more than half the way. If he got up less than half the way, it will be just regarded as one sajda. Another place where we are quite deficient with regard to our namaz is our qawma. That is when we are in a standing position after ruku. If we don't stand up properly and the bones come back to their places, the joints, and we just go hardly stood up properly and we go into the second sajda. So the outward form of namaz must also be correct, and then the inside form of namaz, our concentration, our devotion, etc., that also must be correct. And then that will be called a musalli, a person who made his namaz. And namaz is also not once a week, not once a day, but it is five times a day. That we should perform our namazes five times a day. That person is called a musalli. A person who makes his namaz occasionally is not called a musalli also. A person who makes his namaz regularly. So the conditions of namaz must be also fulfilled. Namaz is such an ibadat also that if we did not perform our namaz properly, the namaz is only taken off from a person like a dirty rag and is thrown back at that person and tells him that as you destroy me, may Allah destroy you. So we should see that we become conscious of our namaz, and also that also is not sufficient, but in our household that everyone is making namaz. And we should make an effort in our neighborhood also, and dua and effort for the whole ummah as well. وَلَمْ نَكُوْ نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ اور نہ تھے کھانا کھلاتے محتاج کو. And we were not such that we fed the poor and the needy. And the very basic of this is our zakat, that we should pay our zakat properly, and then after that we should also see whenever there is a need and Allah has given us more than what we basically require for ourselves, we should see to the poor and needy also. Where the poor and needy are in far off places like Syria, etc., which mashallah people make effort and send whatever they can, but even around us there are many people who are poor and needy. We should try and make an effort that we see that we spend money in this cause also. Another reason, وَكُنَّا نَخُوذُ مَعَ الْخَائِذِينَ اور ہم تھے باتوں میں دھستے والوں کے ساتھ. And we should indulge in all this frivolous, useless talk with the other people who engage in this. This is a very, very common thing that is with us. Wherever we just get together, 2-3 people, we just start discussing all types of topics. Whether it is outside the masjid, and sadly today in the masjid also. Or whether it is even in the Qabristan. Or whether it is at any social gathering event. We are very, very prone that we just get into all types of discussions. Whether it is at home with the family, talking and being amicable when the family is required, but to fall in all this other discussion which inevitably leads to backbiting, rumor mongering, etc., all these things. So this was our nature and our habit. This we used to do all the time. That is also one of the reasons they will give. وَكُنَّا نُكَذِّبُ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ اور ہم تھے جھٹلاتے انصاف کے دن کو. And we were those that we even denied the day of Qiyamah. The worst thing that they do of their things, that they did not believe even in a day of recompense. When all deeds will be recompensed, we did not believe in that day. And they were such that they did not believe in the Akhirat at all whatsoever. So these are four things which the people of Jahannam will say why they landed in Jahannam. And we should also check ourselves whether we don't fall into any of these categories. And these things don't come into us, and we should make an effort all the time that we remove this from our lives and make tawbah from it.